6:42, gosh, guys, I set out that little Barbie. I wanted to bring that Barbie doll in.
Yeah, because you said you were going to bring it in for us to look at the butt.
Yeah, but, you know, I was designing a dress for Barbie the other night in my little sweatshop, and it was actually my girlfriend's daughter, Sammy, was, you know, had this Barbie design a dress
thing.
Like
a fashion design plate thing.
Hey, guy, it's okay. We've all been there. We all know what you're talking about. You don't have to pin it on Sammy. We understand.
We've all played dolls.
Yeah.
It's okay. I was a lot younger.
I was oddly fascinated as I was working with the hem.
I used to think my leg would, if I broke my leg, it would pop off like a Barbie leg. Like, you know how it comes out?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I always thought if I broke my leg, that's what would happen. I don't think that anymore, but I used to.
Well, Kevin knows about dolls. I mean, he's got the G.I. Joe collection.
Right, one of the largest in the country.
He is. He is the foremost collector of G.I. Joe dolls.
And I'm very proud of that fact.
Anywhere on the planet. Now, you never designed G.I. Joe clothing, though, did you, Kev?
Actually, I got to name my own G.I. Joe, but I never got to design a uniform.
You got to name one?
Yeah.
Are they all Joe?
No. Oh. Some of them have code names, like Ripcord and Duke.
Which one is yours?
Kevin.
Oh, shut up.
Wasn't that hard to name?
Was it really? Did you name one? What do you mean you got the honor of naming one? Because... was it Hasbro?
It's Hasbro, yeah.
Hasbro.
One of the order forms allowed you to name your own G.I. Joe. And a couple years
ago. Oh, so anybody could do it.
Anybody could do it. And there is a Kevin Berghoff G.I. Joe.
Wow.
Codename intern.
Anyway, so I was designing this dress out of this little kit. And, you know, it was so frustrating because, you know, I looked on the back of the deal and it said from ages 8 and up. And I couldn't figure it out. I'm thinking maybe there's a maximum age on there that, you know, after that you can't, you know,
right.
you're not going to figure it out no matter how long you work at it. But one of the things I noticed when I was designing this dress is that, you know, I had to see Barbie naked, of course.
Sure,
we have a little dressing room on the kitchen table. And, you know, and the weird thing is Barbie was lying down in some rice that we forgot to clean up from dinner.
Oops. It
was, I think she'd passed out like the president.
Right.
Choked on a piece of, because that rice looks almost as big as her eye.
Yeah. Could have been a small pretzel.
Yeah. So at any rate, I noticed on Barbie's butt that it had all kinds of, it was like not a smooth bottom.
Right.
Or
there's a pattern
torso.
On it.
Yeah, there's a pattern. You know, and I didn't know why. I have no idea. So, you know, we threw the question out on the show the other day. And phones are ringing. Y98.
Yes. Guys?
Yeah.
That is supposed to be Barbie's underwear.
The flesh?
Yes.
It's in the flesh.
Yes.
It never used to be.
But it's like flowered.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like a pattern. You know,
like
she's right.
Like a little
roughy. Oh, yeah. But
yeah,
sandpaper. Yeah.
On the
underwear.
On the boxes now, it actually says Barbie always dressed. So she's always
really?
Covered. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't check the other. But because, I mean, it's just, it was like cellulite or light. What is it?
Cellulite. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope, it's supposed to be her undergarment.
Mm.
Okay, well, now you learn something every day. When did that start?
It's been a couple of years now.
What was the tipping point for Barbie's underpants?
I think the tipping point was Jerry Falwell.
sometimes they come in pink, or they'll bleed blue or purple.
No, this was just flesh colored.
Okay, you're lucky you haven't gotten the colored ones yet.
I'm lucky. I thought that last night as I was going to bed. I am so
Have
lucky.
A good day.
You too, bye-bye. 198.
Guy, I just wanted to thank you yesterday for the story about the Barbie clothes. I had a similar experience with a toy that said 4 and up for my 8-year-old, and it was to, like, put beads on a string, and it was a mess, and I ended up throwing the damn thing away.
Yeah. You know, you got to be 60 to do that.
Oh, I think so, because my husband was just sitting there laughing at me because I couldn't figure it out, and I had string everywhere.
Well, you can never go wrong.
I got a Discovery story. I said, forget it.
Yep. Well, you can never go wrong with shrinky dinks.
That's right.
There you go.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey. You know what?
You.
It's just the cold weather, okay? I don't know why you have to bring that up. Y98 FM, if you're coming over the Channel Rocks Bridge, you got a backup. Why? I don't know. I'm just the announcer. Lance will have the information for you in a couple of minutes. I know it's slow. I would go totally insane if I had to drive in this traffic.
I would too.
I thank my lucky stars, even though I got to get up at an ungodly hour at 3 in the morning, I am so happy to be able to drive to work without any impediments.
And on the way home, usually.
And
sure.
On the way home.
Yeah,
a little bit more at home, but, you know, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, come on.
Not a bad deal.
Not a bad deal at all.